I have to tell you that I am excited. And I know that a lot of others of you who've been involved in this are as well. To have a roadmap to lay before us for the next number of years. We don't have a specific number because we don't know exactly how long it'll take us to move through this. We have a tentative schedule, a projected timeline of about 3.5 years printed in the brochure. I don't really encourage you to try to follow along in the brochure as we do this right now because we're just going to hit the highlights. And by the time you find the words that I'm saying on the brochure, we'll already be on to the next paragraph. So we just have the high points on the screen. But I do certainly encourage you to take the brochure with you. I want to have everyone who's been a part of the Growing God's Mission team, either past or present, to raise your hand. And I want everybody who's been to a Growing God's Mission congregation event this past April or 3 years ago in April to raise your hand. And everybody who's on the church council now or has been in the last 3 years. You see, all those hands that have been up have been involved in coming to this point. And so I want to share with you my excitement, but also the excitement of all who've been involved in this. We have, for the last 3 years, lifted up as a focus youth and children, education, and congregation involvement. We've fine-tuned that a bit, but we want to continue to focus on youth and children, education, congregation outreach, and inreach, caring for those who are members and reaching out into the community around us. Through our conversation together, we have identified, in addition to those focus, two needs which must be addressed as we continue to grow in mission: an increase and improvement of space for programming. Programming is all the ministries we do, whether it be group gatherings or meetings or outside groups that use our space to do ministry that we support and participate with. All the programs of the church, that programming space. And additionally, as we move forward at some point, to be able to add a staff person who focuses on programming. The key points of this plan that are outlined in your handout are, again, to continue these focuses and also then to make a couple of changes. The first, to move our offices. For those of you who haven't been in the back part of the building, behind those two doors, the sacristy and the library, behind that, the three offices and the parlor and the workroom. And to take that space and to make it into program space so that in addition to these little tiny classrooms across the front, we will have more space to do programs. And that means moving the offices out into a separate structure, a modular office unit. And then a little further down the road to look at adding a staff person to focus on programming. More details. Why? Why now? Why is this the direction that we feel all our conversation has led us? In order to continue growing in God's mission, we must meet some of these needs. If you look in the brochure, there's 4 or 5 examples, and anyone who's been in leadership can give you at least 4 or 5 more off the top of their head of opportunities that we've missed or had to change or had to squeeze because we didn't have the space. The most important fact, I think, that illustrates this is if you are to have a meeting of more than 20 people, there's no space in this entire building that can accommodate that except for this room. That works well. When we had financial peace and Wednesday night programs, both on Wednesday nights, and the Wednesday night group met in the narthex and financial peace in here, it worked but didn't work well. We sort of overlapped with each other and fought with noises and talking, and it was difficult. So in order to have the ability to have more events going on at the same time, thereby increasing our capacity. That's what this is for. But because of difficult economic times, even though we've continued to, as B.J. Ray, our treasurer, says, pay the bills, we have continued to meet our mark to keep things moving. At the same time, we all know that the economy is tough and the future is not clear of how and when things will pick up. And so, to talk about a project of building something massive, to add another sanctuary, for example, and make this program space, which was sort of one of the original ideas when this building was built 10 years ago, at this point would cost $1.5 to $2.5 million, tripling or quadrupling our debt. Whereas this plan looks at improving our space for a much smaller amount of money. We'll get to those details in a minute. They're all in the brochure. Something in the order of $200,000 rather than $1.5 to $2 million. And so therefore, to do our next capital campaign, not only be able to manage these much lower costs, but also to reduce debt. So we're looking at a plan that will take us 3 to 4 years in the future with increased space and increased staff and reduced debt, not increased space and quadrupled debt, which we think is a lot smarter. I've already mentioned the benefits of adding space. I would highlight that adding a position, this is reflection that's come out of our wonderful blessing of having vicars, having interns, but we've realized over the last couple of years that as wonderful a blessing as having an intern has been, there's certain limitations. An intern, by definition, is required to do a little bit of everything, and we're not able to assign them to do a lot of one thing. And so, in effect, you can't hand a program over to that person and say, just do this. And so, in some ways, the teaching sometimes makes it more difficult to get things done that we need to have done. A great example, our former vicar, Joyce Gulliford, was here in the month of June, and in that 1 month, put in a couple, nearly 200 hours on Vacation Bible School, and it was a wonderful program, but that was her focus. So what exactly that person will be focused on, we'll be defining that over the next 6 months. But a person whose focus is on building ministries, recruiting people, encouraging people, signing things up, training leaders, organizing ministries, planning ministries for us to be involved in and for us to lead, but with their help. A third bonus is energy efficiency. Some of you may not know this, but this space we're in right now, and all the Sunday school rooms, and the hallways, and the narthex, and the kitchen, are all on one air conditioning system. And it's 4 large air conditioning units right outside that wall there. So if we have, for example, a sewing group on Monday morning, or a group that meets in a classroom sometime during the week, we have to cool all of this space to get that one room cool. If we are able to make this back section into programming space, then we would be able to be much more efficient because that section has one cooling unit, which is about the size of one of those 4. So 1/4 the air conditioning for a similar amount of programming floor space to what is out there. So there's a lot of possibilities for not heating the sanctuary when we're not using the sanctuary, which we're currently doing. The timeline is spelled out in much more detail. I'll just hit the highlights. The reason, again, that we're bringing this to you at this point is because we are coming close to the end of our Forward with Faith and Vision campaign. You'll be hearing more about that. And we're very excited, like I said, to be very close to paying for the lot. And we're within a few weeks of every dollar that comes into Forward with Faith and Vision going towards this next step ahead. And so all that money that comes above the $6,500, the remaining money will be dedicated towards this, working on this project of adding and repurposing office space. And as that money begins to come in, and then as we move into our next capital campaign in 2012-14, then these things will happen as monies come in. And we'll be preparing detailed information about this is exactly what office modular building we put in, and this is exactly what it'll cost, and this is exactly how we'll move the walls back here. All of that will be worked out over the next few months. But we wanted to bring this to you in the grand scheme as a roadmap at this point as we come to the completion, so that you will know where these capital campaign dollars that you're already pledged and are already faithfully giving week by week, where they're going to go. So we would probably be doing this remodeling through next year, and then possibly adding the staff person toward the end of next year, or even on into 2013. Financial update on the current campaign: $400,000 was pledged, $310,000 is received. Our goal is to receive at least $31,500. We've had consultations with our financial secretary Laverne and looked at all the details of who have of where the pledges stand and how much more we can expect, and that $31,500 is very doable. And that would put us over the 85% mark, which is typical of a capital campaign to receive 85% of what is pledged. Now, this is where we all come in. As you look at your pledges, or if there are those of you here who've come to our congregation after this pledging was done, any monies that you would give would be beyond that. And for all of us to take that opportunity to look at our pledge and say, can I make it all the way? Can I complete it? How much can I do? As much as we can. So, but the $31,500 is our basic goal to finish the campaign between now and October, based on the outstanding pledges. There are some pledges that won't be met. People who've moved away, people who are deceased, people who have said, I'm not going to be able to do what I thought I was going to do. But we project that we'll be able to do that much. So if we owe $6,500 on the lot and we do hit that $31,500, then we have $25,000 as our ending amount of money for this capital campaign to go towards this project that we're outlining before you. So if more than $31,500 comes in, there'll be even more to move into the next phase. These estimated costs are outlined in the brochure, similar to what I just said. We're looking at spending around $200,000 to add a building and renovate. Those are estimates, but that is why we're so excited about this possibility of making a major impact in our congregational ministry of adding space and adding a person for $200,000 rather than millions. And the more that would come in when we do our next capital campaign, of course, the more that the debt would be reduced. We currently owe about $500,000 on this building. So in sum, growing God's mission, this basic plan is simply a roadmap for moving into the future together. As we move forward, to have goals to shoot for, to aim at, that have come out of all of our conversation together over the last 3 years. At this point, the financial focus is on maintaining regular giving and on finishing the Forward with Faith and Vision campaign as strongly as possible. And that's why we're bringing this information to you now at this point. That's why we're lifting up the Simply Giving as one tool that some people find very helpful for their regular giving. But to encourage everyone, if, we sent out statements earlier this year, but if you still aren't sure where you stand on capital campaign, you can always ask Laverne and she can tell you exactly what you've done and what you pledged. And of course, any money that anyone wants to give that's above and beyond what was pledged, that is certainly wonderful. At this point, as we head towards October, we're very excited to be paying for that land and to be moving into the next phase of moving ahead in missions. So I encourage you to take those brochures home, read them through carefully, read the information in the newsletter, ask questions of myself, Gloria Bachelman as Chair of Long Range Planning, anybody else who's on the team, you certainly can ask from the office who they are, and we'll be happy to discuss this as we move forward. But again, this is lifted up in celebration as we move into the closing of the capital campaign, that we finish as strongly as possible. It's such a celebration that we have, in such a short time, paid for this land. If you had asked, if we had asked ourselves, how will this turn out as the entire economy fell apart just as we did a capital campaign, we might have been skeptical. But God has continued to lead and guide and bless, and we're continuing to move along, and we're very happy to lift up a vision for the next step that we'll be fleshing out over the next year. Let us now continue to worship by hearing the good news of God proclaimed from the Holy Scripture.